Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome one and all. That's right, it's Saturday, and you're at Computer Love 2.0. That's the remix with the doctor. We've got a special guest for you today. We've got an exciting program for you today. We're just going to sit back, have fun, and chat about romance and relationships. Hey, look, I call your sweetie, tell her the doctor's on the air, and we're about to do the damn thing. Dr. Rock's Computer Love 2.0, the remix, where we do it every Saturday, 12 noon East Central Standard Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The call-in number is 347-633-9255. I know you're going to be chiming in. Tell your friends we're about to do it up. Again, we got a special show for you this Saturday. The title of the show is called Seeking Moonflower. That's the surprise for the day. Subtitle, Purpose or Pussy? Yeah, the doctor said it, and I'll say it again, pussy. And we got the poetess, LaPata, straight out of New York, doing the jerk. Well, did I say jerk? Sorry about that, guys. Let's see, LaPata, I want you to hold on for a minute. Topic of the show, again, Seeking Moonflower, Purpose of Pussy. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. The mathematical expression of Google can best describe that number. You know what I'm saying? Google. You guys realize Google is it's a real word, but, you know, G-O-L instead of G-L-E. It's that number 10 with 100 zeros following it. Hey, that's some strong love. That's that Chinese math. But I guess I'm going to introduce Miss Moonflower first. Then I'm going to go back and get Sister LaPata because she got a hot piece for us. You know how Lep does it. Lep ain't nothing nice. Mm-hmm. So, Miss Moonflower, you want to kind of introduce yourself to my guest here. Miss Moonflower's going to be our host there, and she's got a kind of a quirky laugh. So you, and her voice is kind of high, you guys. So kind of turn down your mic. So, and, you know, just kind of let them, you know, we're gonna be doing this thing on romance and relationship, and your perspective on romance and relationship. Do you think it's needed?
Yes.
Okay. Look here, this is Dr. Rock is paying for this airtime, so you gotta have to flow, girl. This stuff is expensive, man. Expensive. How about since you're gonna be squeaky about it, we're gonna call you Squeaky today. Hold on
okay.
a second. We'll let Lep do her piece right quick. Is that Sister Lep out of New York? Sister Lep, you better not be washing your clothes, girl. Help me, Jesus. That woman, help me, Jesus. Oh, I'm sorry. I got the wrong one. There she is. Sister Lep.
I had to pour through some things, and I just did something really quick because it was a lot
I
wanted to do. So I'm going to run into you.
I pulled up the wrong person online. But again, Sister Lapata, it's out of, beautiful name, Lapata, straight up out of New York. You got a piece for us?
Salam alaikum. Yeah, I'm fine.
You ain't washing clothes, are you?
No.
Okay, you ain't got to wash that man. You know that guy with all that cape and the head wrap.
No.
Whole bunch of worship, girl. You got to be like, you know, that's an artistic design, huh?
Absolutely. Listen.
Go ahead.
Purpose,
go for it.
There's always a purpose. And the pussy can come afterwards, but it must be a purpose.
Boom.
So, check it out. Now, he thought that this was his lucky day. So she said, I thought it was my lucky day. We took the same train home. While all that applause was rattling in her dome, I glanced at her and she glanced at me. Seemed like she started squirming in her seat. There was no music, but she bobbed her head to the beat. I had to sit next to her to get close to her because I wanted to feel the heat. I could feel excitement oozing out of her, and I could feel her breathing. That's how close we were, so I thought, he said. I like these sensations. Better start some conversation. Hello, how are you feeling tonight, sister? As a matter of fact, right now, I'm feeling real, real good. In that case, how about us getting together tonight? She said, you think we could? Then she told me she had just performed some of her poetry and politely explained that's what had her turned on, not me. Well, sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. He thought it was all about the pussy. So she told me she liked jazz, but she, sure enough, gave me the blues. That's it.
And some ass. You didn't finish that right.
No, no.
I got you. I'm digging that. I'm digging that, for real. You see what I'm saying, guys? That's how we do that. It was hot, but it still had a message in it.
Yes,
and I like
did.
That. Lep, I want you to, since Lep is my bestest of friends in the whole world, I'm going to bring Miss Moonflower back in.
Best.
Lep,
okay.
kind of welcome Miss Moonflower to the airwaves because she kind of giggly. And Miss Moonflower, I got you back on air. Lep,
okay.
Kind of let her know how we do this thing.
Hello, Moonflower.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
That's all it's about.
I need a copy of that.
I just did
just
that.
Just sharing this love all over cyberspace. Where's the love? I'm looking for it. I'm looking for love.
She's your moonflower, so she must have it there, sitting and resting and waiting to bloom all over you. You see what I'm saying?
Boom shakalaka like a boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
The eclipse in the sun. I said, baby, can you stand over here? You're blocking the sun. I'm trying to get my tan on. Check this out, guys. This is how it goes. You know, her body blasts into my cerebral cortex, that body I was just talking about, fleeting toward my medulla oblongata, rendering me voracious and savory.
Word.
Girl. Finally, settling in my hypothalamus, you know, like that good kush, huh? Starting to explode. Oily all over the place, salivate, OPP, pussy. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. It was on. You know. Straight up. The doctor flows. But the essence of all of that verbal rappability, the essence of the poetry that Sister Lapata just blessed us with, the essence of that high-pitched giggle that Miss Moonfly is bringing to the table today, guys, it's just about love. Again, Dr. Rock is still, yeah, we're still stuck in agape love university. We've forgotten how to love each other.
Mm-hmm.
If you're seeking Miss Moonflower, I think La Potter's poetry was saying, do you want the pussy or do you have a purpose in mind?
Mm-hmm.
It's bigger than that fleeting moment. What do we do when that's over with? Miss Moonflower, what do we do when that was over? Well, was we looking at ceiling fan or what?
Say again?
You had on my favorite booty shorts. You remember? You forgot? Don't act like you've forgotten it. You're embarrassing the doctor on that. Come on, man. I can pay to do this, okay? You know, we're going to be like living out of a cardboard condominium if you don't flow with me today. But you know what I'm saying is when we finish, you know, we sat down and we had to come up with a plan. I had to make her quesadillas. We cranked up the laptop and we came up with a master plan. This is just a part of it, a small, minuscule part of the entire Dr. Rock and Moonflower legacy. Yeah, the doctor said it. Legacy. But don't nobody go nowhere. Hold on a sec, because Moonflower's going to be kind of quiet tonight. But I got that Memphis thing. Memphis thing. Got that Memphis thing.
Memphis.
I know she knows about the purpose and the pussy. I said it a whole bunch. I'm going to say it again. I like to say that word. Moonflower. Like
I think you like to say
pussy.
It, damn it.
Yeah, you know, she's like, baby, say that word from you. You know that word you be saying. You know how you say that word? Pussy. I mean, I got different variations of it, you know. But
wait. Whole boy said in that movie, Players Club, I've got to get me some pussy. You messing with my pussy.
Hey, you know, slurping and... Damn, baby, get that off your shirt, man. All the public, you know. That ain't nice, you know. White lady looking at you funny. Standing in line. Popping her head.
Lord.
Or some high wave. You know. And your boy said it, Spike Lee, in that Spike Lee joint, She Hates Me. Remember the gay chick? He said, baby, I need to know why you left me for another woman. She said, you really want to know? Maybe I need to know. I got to know. She said, I love pussy too. That was a back cracker if I ever heard one. See, the doctor would have been folding, mutilating, spinning, and I'm, you know, I got Chinese leg lock. You know, call 911. Put the oxygen bottle on. Turn it up high. But on some James Brown. Well, I ain't through yet.
Ooh.
Why you running from me? Don't you run from me. Don't you run from me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my leg hurt. Back at the 901 thing. It's Memphis.
Yes, Dr. Rock.
Okay, here we go. I already know he want the pussy, right?
Of course.
What's the purpose, Miss Moonflower? What's the purpose? How about love? How about that? You got some love to give somebody?
Of course.
You know what love
I
is?
Do.
What is it?
Love is...
Share with me.
Love is loving someone as if they were... As if they were a part of yourself. You can't... You cannot... hurt someone without hurting yourself. You're that in tune. You can't hurt the one you say you love because you're in turn hurting yourself. It's giving of yourself despite how you may feel. Because you're wanting to make sure that the other person's needs are met, basically. Emotionally, physically, spiritually.
Yeah. See, we was trying to have fun and Moonflower getting serious. That's what she do, though. She balances out the doctor. I was still stuck.
Oh, sorry.
Top, yeah, you see, I was still stuck on that thing blocking out the sun in the booty shorts. I was like inspired. Hey, Lep, I was inspired. I'm like, spandex, thank you, Jesus. You know? You know what I'm saying? But 901. You got some love to give somebody?
I certainly do, Dr. Rock.
Okay, okay. I know you got some nookie to give them.
Excuse me?
I know you got some nookie to give, right? You got a JJ, right?
That comes after the love is right.
Oh, not before?
Yeah. No,
interesting
question. No.
Now, Lep going to do one on that, too. See, Lep got a piece on that, before and after the poom poom. Yeah, Lep, did you get that? Before and after the poom poom, Lep.
Yes,
Okay, that's a Jamaican thing. Tree job. Go ahead, 901.
No, we can't go down that road until we know that love is in the house for real.
Yeah, I can dig it. But hey, check here, I got my bestest of friend in the whole world. Look here, guys, I'm sorry, I didn't do the protocol thing for people to call in. 228, I'm coming right to you. If you want to chime in, hit that number one on your dial. Dr. Rock is still running without a producer. My producer may be back from Saudi Arabia soon, so we'll have
all right, Professor.
Yeah, he's coming back, so hopefully we'll have a producer. 228, that should be my bestest of friend, 314. We're talking about seeking moonflower, the purpose, and the pussy. 228-314, you want to chime in?
Yes.
Hey, lady.
Hey.
How you do today?
I'm first class. How are you?
There you go. That's how we flow.
Yes.
That's the only way we know how to do that. That's the only way we know how to do that. You got some purpose or you got some poom poom for Buster?
Hey, I got some poom poom for Buster.
There you go, just like that, all up in his mug. Just take it.
Yeah, just
you know,
like
pray,
that.
You know, do what you do, man. Do that beast thing, you know. Throw me
hey,
on the Burger King table. You know, throw me on the Burger King table. Spin it around with some fries. Straight out the microwave.
Happy New Year. Yes.
Happy New Year's to you, girl. Happy New Year's to you. We've been
thank
doing this thing
you.
Now, I think. Yeah, we were going to start this thing at the first of the year, the new Computer Love 2.0. Well, we started at 12, 13, 14. You guys get that?
Okay.
12, 13,
yes.
14. That's the last time
okay.
in the next probably 100 years. I mean, it may not even happen again that the consecutive numbers and the calendar are going to be like that. So we chose
right,
that day
right.
to start that computer love thing, guys. We're talking about, you know, you meet that perfect person. Again, moonflower is my thing. You ladies might have a male figure, that moonflower, that guy, you know, his pecs, flex, and, you know, his cerebral cortex is omnific. And he whooping the soup bone. You know? Oh, he
yes.
could look like Michelangelo. Did I get that? I'm jigging at somebody. I'm jigging. In the rib. Right there in that rib. Give me my rib. You be walking around bent over. Give me my rib back. Because you never know.
All right.
You never know
that's
where
right.
love's going to come from. Yeah, you don't know. But is it what we're talking about, is it more about the pussy or is it about the purpose?
The purpose.
That's you. That's you. Okay, so what's the purpose, 228?
The purpose is loving.
Okay.
You got to learn how to love before you, you know, give it up. You got to sit on top of that thing before you get it, you know, going.
Okay, well, what you already said on top of it. Looked like something, you putting the carriage in front of the horse there.
That's true.
I mean, once you're on top,
bro,
hey, brother's lost in oblivion at that point. But on a serious note, okay, guys, I want you to listen, hypothetical. Because communication, we all agree that communication is very important, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Your boo decided to, let's see. Hey, let's say they're L7, a square, and they go to karaoke every Friday, right? And you're going to sleep, and they say, baby, stay up, and I'm going to be texting you. And they text you for 3-4 hours. You know, y'all in two different states. You know, you've been trying to get with her and stuff, you know. And she says, when I get home, I'm going to take care of you. It's going to be about that poom-poom. Got something for you, big daddy. You know, she's setting you up for that, right? So, you know, you listen to the karaoke, you're trying to keep your eyes woke, right? You know, everything, Bella Tartan went off, you know, TV looking at you. She gets home
right.
in 15 minutes on the phone when she's asleep. Are you
wow.
hurt? Are you did she consider you? And what do you do? How do you deal with that? How do you deal with disappointment in relationships, 228?
Grab a glass of wine. Lay back, turn on the TV, I throw on some jazz and just chill.
Chill?
Yes.
I just had the build up. I just had the hype. The texts were, maybe I want you so badly. Maybe I need to feel your phallus inside of me. Maybe I want to come all over you. How do I get a glass of wine after that?
Well, it's not the glass of wine. I'm thinking about just chilling. You said maybe going out, and then, you know, he doesn't want to, you know, call back or what have you. So I felt like, you know, you were saying something totally different. But when he's saying something like that, you just tell him, hey, you know, he must wait.
Okay. Okay. He running a little bit late. Let's get Sister LaPotta on this one. Sister LaPotta, you disappointed or what?
Well, no, not at all. You know how I feel about love. I want that Herman Ferguson and his wife love. They ride or die together. They were black nationalists. They were in it to win it. They had a purpose. You know, she said, listen, I love you. You love me. We're down with each other. We love the nation. We love our red, black, and green. Let's go for it. And they stayed together for like ever until he made his transition. So that's where I'm.
Yeah, but Sister left. That's down the road. This is in the embryo stage.
That's what I'm talking about. When they were in that beginning, when they were in that beginning, that's what happened. It was more of a cerebral. It was more of a cerebral type energy. It was universal love going on there. And you know how I feel about that.
Is capable of doing that?
It's a learned behavior.
Yeah.
Learned behavior. I agree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why we're trying to teach. Yeah, each one teach one.
Yeah.
It is. It takes time and patience.
It does.
And understanding.
Right.
Okay.
Because I love my ex-husband more now than I did when we were together.
Matt, can I say his name?
Go on, say his name.
Mad props to Brother Sadiq, a man's man.
Yeah, there you go.
Went through the storm. Yeah.
Went
and he's still in it.
In
still
it.
In it.
Yeah, that's right.
Like a real dog spelled backwards.
Mm-hmm. That's right, God. That's right.
Yeah, for real. I got love for that man.
Doctor
can say that on the air.
That's right.
Straight up. Yeah, that's real. He's a real brother, guys. Okay, no, I think Moonflower was trying to give her perspective of that hypothetical disconnect. How do you get back on the track? How do you get back on the track?
I just said that maybe the other party could be understanding, but and who knows? Maybe that next morning they would make up for it.
Touche.
Yeah, make up for it.
Yeah, and if that happens, that's all good. What if that doesn't happen? Where do we go? Mm-hmm. We still got to disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem, guys. When you disconnect in a communication situation in that same intimate space, you got tension in there.
True.
Yeah, I mean, for real, man. As soon as you stop communicating, that other person starts thinking, what the hell are you thinking?
That's right.
What are you mad about? What did I do? How do I fix it? Sometimes. The females usually act like they're aloof. Well, I don't care if he doesn't talk to me. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got two ships in the night. She's making a sandwich. He's scared to go in the kitchen and get a bottle of water.
Whenever
she's
ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
It gets.
I'm sorry.
We gotta. That's all right. We gotta. You know, when the communication breaks down, guys. Believe me, your relationship is headed in the wrong direction. Communication are the three C's. In fact, the doctor did that before. My number one C was confidence. You gotta know who the hell you are before you get in a relationship.
That's right.
Otherwise, you're gonna be a victim.
That's right.
You're gonna be competitive, thinking that other person's trying to outshine you. You know, number two is communication. We got to be able to talk about anything, anytime, any place,
mm-hmm.
openly, without retribution. Right? The last one, the big C, is called commitment. Is you is or is you ain't my bitch?
Right.
I need to know. I don't want to be thinking about that. I got to try to figure that shit out every day. I got walls to rock. I'm trying to do some things here, man. That's one of the things. I got 99 problems and what?
And a bitch is not one.
Boom, shagalagalaga, boom.
Yeah.
Come on, now. And if she's my woman, she shouldn't be a problem. I shouldn't even have to. That's not a part of my mental acrobatics. I'm not flexing like that. I'm flexing on building this legacy. You can't, baby. I can't see you standing in those 10-foot windows with that moon coming through and those white spandex grabbing that tush in the way only it can grab your body. You turn over your shoulder and look at me with that smile. I can't go from that to I can't hear from you the next day. Something's wrong with that. We got to know this. For real. I mean, I know I get kind of passionate about things. I've already been checked. The doc, you be getting kind of serious, because it's a serious topic. It's real.
That's what's up.
It is. That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
901. How do you fix that breakdown in communication? Up on hold. She making noise.
Well, I think you definitely got to talk about it, Dr. Rock. You know, when you were saying about the communication and being very open about it, you know, you got to talk about it. And if I were in that situation and it happened, I'd say, hey, hold up. I need you to wake up. We need to talk about this thing. Because the best thing about...
Now, you don't
want to
wake up. Now, you don't need to wake up people. Now, that's not good. You can wait until the morning.
I won't be nagging you. I won't be, you know, badgering you. I'm gonna give you a reason to wake up if you just wake up and listen to me.
No. If you wake me up, it better be the oral fixation at the late stage. I'm just going to let you know.
Well, if it's your man or your boo, I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
No, but you're talking about waking people up 3 o'clock in the morning to talk about it.
No, you fixed it. The scenario was if you came home, you know what I'm saying, and you got, you know, you the setting is right, okay, and then all of a sudden somebody sleeps. That's what you were saying.
I understand. Stay with me there. Stay with me, 901. I know you're in Memphis, and I know it's hard out there for a pimp. I know. But you do not wake a pimp up at 3 o'clock in the morning if you're giving up some pussy, okay? You need to know this. That's the first. It's in the Pimpology book. Do not wake my punk ass up at 3 o'clock unless you're giving me some face.
I will note that, Dr. Rock. Thank you very much.
Subtitle. Otherwise, it's going to be some drama. Okay? Didn't you read that chapter? You need to get that book. I'm going to send it to you, okay?
Yeah, I need to read that chapter.
For real, okay? You know, we ain't playing. This ain't no game. Hypothetically, let's 9-10. Miss Moonflower. How do you reconnect on the disconnect? Did I just say that? That was kind of cute. How do you reconnect on the disconnect? Steve Harvey gonna be stealing that one for his next book, y'all. I just put that out there. How do you reconnect on the disconnect? Give us your Tinder version.
My Tinder version?
Yes, Pumpkin. Go on, Pookie, Rookie, Snooky, Dookie.
Well... I Tinder version. I would like she said. What was that area code from Tennessee?
901. Yeah.
901. Talking about mm-hmm. it and trying to see it from their perspective.
Yeah. There you go.
And if that doesn't work, I just put on his favorite booty shorts.
Yeah. See, now Moonflower got the secret. It ain't that hard. I tell you, make that brother mad. Just try it. I want you to go home, piss your husband off. Piss him off bad. Spend his money. Don't feed him. Leave him home all day. He'd be walking around jaws tight. Put on them booty shorts and walk through, see what happened. See if he don't see. He looked like he just got cut from ear to ear. Baby. Hey, baby. He forgot who he is. That's that love. Because you know what? Things going to happen. It's not going to always be our way. But we got to remember what? What we got to remember, Moonflower? That we love each other.
Yes.
That's what's important. It's not going to always be your way. It ain't going to always be 901's way. It sure ain't going to be Left's way because you can't find her at 3 o'clock in the morning. She had the blue note, jamming. Lee, they're doing the piece. And a man's got to be able to adjust to that if he wants to be in her life. We got a bank of calls. I know everybody doesn't want to talk. If you want to chime in, you're at the Dr. Rock's Computer Love 2.0. We're talking about seeking moonflower, purpose, or passion. 501, if you want to chime in, hit that number one. Let me know. We'll bring you in on the topic so you can, you know, give us your opinion. That's what it's all about. It's like a bowl of gumbo, guys. When we put it all together, it comes out all right. You know, we're going to learn things from each other incidentally, not by osmosis, just by hearing somebody say something that's relevant in your life and practically applying it. That shit works. I've seen it work. Let me go back to 228. 228, things ain't kind of, you know, we want to reconnect the disconnect. You know how to do that? I mean, we got to, there's something about love that's as strong and passionate as anything. But unfortunately, there's the opposite. It's like hot and cold, right? That same passion that you're getting at night, when it turns ice cold, I mean, what happens, Lev? What happens when he rolls over, it's 4:30, and you ain't come home yet? You talking about you spitting some rhymes, but it's about time you get your ass home. I hit a rhyme, yeah, I did it, because Lev should have brought your punk ass home last night.
You said that.
Yeah, Lee, I said it. You see what I'm saying? How do you fix that, babe? How do you fix that? Do you come in the house and make... Go ahead.
The energy level has to be there on both parts, because if that is your man, you know. Well, you know, I believe in universal man loving. You know me. So
right.
If that is your brother, at you know, how many of, you know, I just believe that if that is a person that knows you thoroughly and in a agape way of loving you, they understand that, okay, either the two of you are on the same wavelength, and, you know, he's like this. She's doing her thing. I'm doing my thing. I go play the saxophone tomorrow night. She goes and does her thing, her communications night. So
right. It's
support. He's not going to be home at 3 o'clock in the morning if he's not out watching me. If he's out there with me and he's supporting me, or I'm supporting him, we're both going to be at the Blue Note together.
Did you just say that support word? Is that like a girdle?
Yes.
Is that like, you know, holding things up tight?
Look,
I got your back in a way.
Rock, like you said, when one become two.
Two become one.
Two become one.
There you go. You
okay,
got your math wrong. Chinese.
See?
You Chinese,
you,
you know, you
with
all mixed. No, but you're right. When two become one, see, we're on the same wavelength.
When one
but now
becomes
this is,
two, Lord, and that's dual. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, when two becomes one, all things are possible, guys. But the problem is, Lep, the problem is, Miss Moonflower, the problem is 901-228-501-713-832. I know they don't want to talk, but the problem is most relationships never evolve to that level.
Right.
I hate to say it, guys.
It takes time.
They just what?
It takes time.
Just bang, 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 bang.
Yeah,
she looked good
time.
In the miniskirt. We push a couple of them cognacs. It's only popping. The loins, they be calling a brother.
Mm.
The JJ leaking slightly. I've been slow dragging all night. He hit that spot on my neck. My clit was vibrating. We got to know exactly what happens in the interim between that cognac and by the time we get to the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to be mature enough to control ourselves as adults. If you want to positive relationship. Again, Stevie, he already stole my 90-day rule, but it works, guys. Take time to get to know her or him.
Mm-hmm.
See if you can call that brother at 2 o'clock in the morning and just say, baby, I just couldn't sleep. He got to answer his phone. There has to be some accountability, even in a long-distance relationship. LD, it's still got to work. If we're talking about we're in a committed relationship for 90 days, when you meet, you might be in a position to what? Sing that Beatles song, All My Love?
Mm-hmm.
Put that ring on her finger, trip over the broom. That's a match made in heaven. But in 90 days, what happened? You got to know each other. the good and the bad, respect each other's, what they bring to the table, compliment, find out what you bring, what I bring, smash that shit together, put it in a bag, and create a legacy. It's magical when it happens like that, for real. The G.O.D., he planned that. The doctor didn't even plan that. That's bigger than me. And I got skills. I'm going to give that. I'm gonna give props to the G.O.D. He said that's how it's supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
When it works like that, it's the busy bum. Moonflower has to have what? A gentle spirit. There was a sister on the internet the other day. She went Mickey D's to get some breakfast, $6.99 worth of breakfast, and went off on everybody in the joint. A 30-minute tirade, ignorant tirade, about $6.99, pushing stuff over the table, cursing out the little coworkers, cussing out the manager, cussing out two people in line behind her, and you couldn't stop her. Who wants to go home to that? Not me. That brother who's drinking, the brother who's at the sports bar with his partners, and it's 12:30, and you can call him three times, and he ain't answering his phone. Who wants for him to come home to them? Because I don't know where you've been. Panty checks don't always work on brothers. Who wants AIDS kills, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Every time I lay down with you, I'm laying down with everybody you ever had, everybody you ever laid down with, and vice versa. And that Chinese math can get scary.
Mm.
You get, oh, I'm over here, my fingers. Wait, let me take my shoes off. Can I get the abacus? Huh?
Mm.
Grains of sand on the beach. We still counting. That's scary. But if you love somebody, you protect them from that. You at the club and you doing business, and Motor Booty got skills at the club. She got skills. Vertically, inverted, the girl can shake all of that. Up and pick off the perky breasts, that hard booty. I mean, it's like, brrr. I mean, she can do that. The vajayjay in your face, it's like, what, 3 centimeters from your nose? You can get a woof of it. But to be able to say, look here, Motor Booty, go and move that thing over there now. You know, I can't give you this rent money. And by the way, hold on, let me put this on speed dial. Baby, put that little red thing on. Spin the disco ball and get on that pole. I'll be home in a minute. You got to take that fellas to the house because that's the right thing to do. Anything else is drama. If you're sleeping between drama's legs, oh, Dr. Rock's next book.
Yeah.
Put that in somewhere. You know, if you're sleeping between drama's legs, drama, she got some drama for you. I mean, 901. How do we get to that point, that evolution that Sister LaPaz is talking about? How do we get to that higher level of communication, relating, being committed? How do we get there? Because that's what we got to get if we want to have continuity and a long-term relationship. Otherwise, our kids suffer, we suffer, society suffers as a whole. And it's crazy out here, as you can see. Babies making babies. Sly Stone in the van. Sly Stone said that 40 years ago. We're going to get to a situation where babies going to be making babies. 10, 12, 13, 15-year-old girls having babies. That's not the way we plan this. It doesn't work that way. If I'm 30 and you're 15 and you're my child, we damn near brothers and sisters. My kids are 13 years apart. We got to fix this, man. How do we fix it? We only got about 20 minutes left. I want to talk about some solutions. Let me go back to Moonflower. I know everybody got quiet on me. And Moonflower, she's new to this hustle, guys, so you guys be gentle on her. That's why I introduced her to you, because I know you're going to have a gentle spirit and stuff. But the key is, how do we fix some of these things that are torn apart? How do we fix it, Moonflower?
Well, I was sitting here listening to everyone and thinking. And a thought that came to me was giving love in actions, deeds, and you know what we say, even when it's it feels like, it feels to you that the person deserves it the least.
Mm. Giving the most when they probably deserve it at the least expected time.
We think that they deserve it at least. I give an example. Right. I'm a teacher by profession, and I teach eighth graders. And, you know, eighth graders, they are transitioning, still being little kids and trying to, you know, be a little bit immature because they get ready to enter high school. So their hormones are imbalanced. And they can really get on your nerves. I mean, you're thinking, like, let me go get a switch and tan this little. But it's in those moments when you still have to love them, know that what they're currently doing, there's a reason beyond you, and just love them despite.
Yeah, I agree.
Their current actions are.
But I love that scenario. But I need you to connect that in real time. You and your man.
Well, the same thing. The same way.
Okay.
It's easy for me to talk about my students. But
that's
in the same way. You still do the same thing that you would before. You're not going to not cook for him. You're not going to withhold sex. That's actually a sin in the Bible, withholding sex.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So you're going to still...
I want to exchange what's your number one. Instead of murder, I want to put that one on top. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're still going to do those things even if you're not feeling it.
Right.
Because love is action.
Yeah. Love is a verb. Boom.
Right, it's action.
Yeah. You got to show me. You can't just tell me. If I see you every day, I say, girl, you know, I loved it, you, man. I loved it, you. I loved it, you. But I don't ever show it. What's the purpose? It's just redundant rhetoric. It's words in vain. Come on. I need to show it to you. I need to. You're right. Make your omelet, quesadillas, and put some love in it. You know, make that guacamole the way you want it. Put it right that dabble in the middle. I need to make that sangria with the passion fruit, the one that you like. So after I wreck that frame, when you wake up, the hot bath ready, some new booty shorts, and a meal. That's that action. We started off mad, but we connected again. After that, we just sit on the couch and watch, you know, Mari or something, a movie, whatever. Listen to some jazz, but get back, please, get back to the plan. Relationships today don't have plans. They're just two people. You go to the plantation, I go to the plantation, we pick up some chicken, I put gas in your car, we come home, I go in my room and watch sports, you go in your room and call your girlfriends, the kids, doing what the hell they want to do. The other day, I saw a couple, they were driving down the street, you know, sedan, early in the morning going to work, mother and father in the front, two kids in the back. Everybody was looking out a separate window. Nobody was talking. Everybody was looking out a different window, Lep. Perfect family, mother, father, son, daughter. Ain't nobody communicating. We ain't got nothing to talk about. Where is the love? And if you don't know where it is, you got to chime in the Dr. Rock Show. Because we're trying Agape Love University. That's our purpose, guys. Next week, we're going to have a love exercise, our first series of exercises. Ms. Moonflower and I are developing a plan to teach people actually how to love. And they may seem silly up front, you know. But, I mean, sometimes that's what love is. It ain't always got to be serious. In fact, most of the time, you got to keep it light. That's the best way to do it. You know? Let me get 9-10 back on right quick. 9-10, do you have a projected date on your book launch? Okay, she's in a coma. Okay.
I don't have a book launch. You said 9-10.
That may be why she didn't say anything. 9-10? I mean, 9-01, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 1.
Yeah. Hey, wait, let me check Moonflower. Hey, there, wait, don't be coming on the first show and laughing at the doctor now. Whoa. No, you ain't showing like, too.
You did pretty good for your first show. We didn't talk about boobs, did we?
No, not yet. We didn't talk about what?
We're looking at February 21st, Dr. Drop.
Was it the 21st?
21st of February for my book launch, yeah.
21st of February, where is that going to be at?
It's going to be here in Memphis, Tennessee, and it's going to be at my local church here, Holy Temple. I'm excited about it. I worked really hard and hoping to enlighten some people, you know. And one thing you were talking about, Dr. Rock, where is the love? In a relationship, it's about being true to thyself, knowing who you are and not being afraid to express who you are. You know, being in a relationship puts you out on blast. It says, okay, this is who I am, the good, the bad, the ugly, and not being afraid to share that with your partner. So that's what it's all about. Once you get to the point you can share who you are, like I said, the good, the bad, and the ugly, then the relationship can move, hopefully, forward. Yeah.
That song called Love by Soulchild, remember it says in the beginning? There's so many things I need to do, but I'm afraid that you might look at me different if I tell you these things.
It's okay. It's okay. Because if I don't see you for who you are, then I'm seeing a lie. I need to know who you are from the beginning.
Exactly. Right. Don't send no representative. Be you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Do you. Don't put on no social face.
Exactly.
I need to know. Yeah.
Because we've got a whole lot of stuff inside of us, a whole lot of hidden agendas, a whole lot of things that we don't want people to know. That's why the relationships are so jacked up. I am who I am. I tell you up front, this is who I am. You like it. You love it. You don't want to do me. It's all good because everybody's not going to, you know, do the real thing about love and relationship. So.
But then you ain't looking for a soul train line outside your house. You're just looking for the one.
Oh, no, the very one.
It don't take but one.
Yeah.
One who wants, hey, one who is in their life at that same time and space that you are. They know like you know, I want to do this love thing. I'm looking for it. I'm open to it. And when I find the right person, I'm gonna give that person 100% of me. Not 50%. We ain't doing no transvestite love. I ain't shouting out to the TGL, TLG, whatever the hell they are. I'm not trying to put them down. I'm just saying, we're going to do this. If I give you 100%, that's what I expect. Nothing less. If I write you a poem, I ain't no poet, though. But, you know, copy some shit. You know, copywritten, but don't copy the doctor now. But get some Poe. Go get some Nikki Giovanni. Grab some Left stuff. Left probably got another piece that she'll send you.
I'm here. Are you there?
She be stealing my stuff.
No.
Claim it, Lep.
Listen, are you here? Because I don't think you remember this. What?
Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead, Lep. Go ahead, back.
Okay, wait a minute. You see, you threw me off track. I just had a piece. And look, see? I can't be messing with you. You damn.
You know how I do. You got to be.
No, because I said, wait a minute, wait. And I want you
Take
to,
your time.
You probably don't even remember where this came from, but I want to know, do you know this story, okay?
Okay.
You ready? I'm
going to
just read you a snippet of it, okay?
Bet
and then
that.
if you remember it, then you're all right. Then you remember, okay?
Okay.
So I take it from the ending. And here we are, and the you and I specify a color so unusual, simply name it beauty. Strum tree trunks, undefinable, and simply call it sound. And there you are, so we made it our song, so we would stare at it at the Serengeti and play it for God's known and unknown. And remember, we are all what we say we are, you and I, free to move around, like you said, free to go to Tanzania by Timbuktu to Timbuktu, and there we are, and lay hands on a restless lap, a waiting lap, my lap, and finally taste to finally know the fruit that you call, simply call it pussy.
Pussy.
I want to guess.
Anybody else want to guess? Anybody want to guess the name of that poem? I think I got a good clue.
Do you guess it?
Far?
Can you? Yeah, that's what it. Yeah.
You know I know your stuff. I mean, I little left foot. What's it been almost 3 years now, left?
Yeah.
Maybe more?
More.
I've been following left a minute, man. And the chick is deep. I just got to get her motivated on her own program, get off the plantation.
Yeah, I'm on it. I'm on it because I have to.
I know you're
on
the plant. You're grinding hard.
You know, to pay the bills.
I know we got to pay the bills. Hey, Dr. Rock got to go to work tonight. Because Twilight needs a new pair of shoes.
She's lovely.
And homie don't play that, man. You know, you can hurt your heart. My baby wear Prada. So, you know, and then, you know, Moonflower want that new Jaguar.
Uh-oh.
I can't even see the Jaguar correctly. Can I get that new Jaguar? Oh, right over, the red one over there. My girl, that car costs $100,000. Where are you from? But Dr. Rock going to break his back twice. To make that dream come true, because that's what I am, a dream maker.
Dream maker.
If you ain't that to your woman, bro ham, step up. I be the alley in that concrete. And when I come home, I'm still rocking worlds, wrecking frames. We had to call the tow truck the other day over to the house. Take her to the hospital.
You know what? Wow.
Y'all think I'm playing. That's why I voice so high. I'm just kidding. I was good.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, back to the real. You know, Dr. Rock just playing with y'all. But I mean, you got to have some passion in your love. I can't just say, I love you. What the hell is that?
Yeah.
That sounds like tomato soup. I need some gumbo, nigga. Put some flavor in that. I want to make love to my woman. I want her to feel like she's surrounded. Like it's about five of us in that room. I want her to be dizzy. Straight up. I'm going to go ahead and install the oxygen bottle because I know how it go. Every time we call 911. Okay, baby, you can't call 911 every time. Every Thursday when Dr. Rock want to make love to you, reaching for the phone, calling 911. If you're scared, look, give me your address. Put on your eyes. Take it like a woman, you know what I'm saying? You know, you say you wanted to be with the doctor. Now you want to call 911 every Thursday. We ain't got time, lady. Put your oxygen on and take it like a woman. Do some yoga or something. Get flexible, you know? Leave it on speakerphone, too. Leave it on speaker. But, you know, we got to start really. Guys, I'm going to give you a solution, okay? Sometimes. Don't say nothing. If you're mad, don't say nothing. Make that space in the house. Give them a little space. I mean, look at the clock when you walk away from her. 33 minutes later, you go back, touch it gently. You know that spot in the middle of her back? Just see how she responds. She responds positively, give her a hug. If she doesn't, give her 33 more. You go back, she's laying in the bed. Just rub your hands across her feet. She still ain't responding right. Your ass need to be cooking. That's that aromatherapy. You know how people like these, right? They're the foods. You know, everything.
That's
what
I got to pray at.
Is the Pope Catholic? Is pig pussy pork? You know how I do. Is that how you do it, Cynthia?
That's good stuff, Dr. Rock, all day long. Sounds like a plan to me.
I'm just real. Yeah, I mean, that's some, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to say, you know, you get mad at her and you go to the sports bar with the fellas. You go to your partner's house and say all the things that she done to you. She got on the phone, call her girlfriend, call you all kind of dogs. That ain't the way. That's chicken
nah,
head.
No, that's not cool.
Mentality. Yeah, that ain't cool. It's just not, guys. Go ahead.
When your friends see that person, all they see is what you said about them.
Your perspective. They're
and you, and you, and you've made up and everything's fine, but all they see is what you said.
Yeah, next time they see the doctor, they're looking all out the side of their neck. Now, you've been mean to my friend. Your friend levitating over there in the corner. I'm going to hit her in your bathroom in a minute. You stuck? We moved on past that. Hey, what do you do when you get to a... What do you do, Moonflower, when you get to a stop sign? What do? You stop, right?
Yeah.
What do you do after that? Proceed on.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a pitfall in your relationship, it's just a stop sign. You know, double clutch that mug, man. If you got a Mustang, you got that Porsche, you got that Jaguar. I mean, it's $100,000. Don't go too fast, Moonflower. But you know, you cruise on down the road.
What if you have a hoopty?
Huh?
What if you have a hoopty?
If you got a whip, you slam that A-track in there.
I said a hoopty.
Cut that gangsta lean in Memphis, man, over there on Elbow.
Oh, yeah.
Digging in the scene.
Yeah, the gangsta lean, that's right.
You do that player's call. Hey, girl, why you don't call nobody? No, for real. And if she don't say nothing, you flip that other corner and you catch that red bone with them braids. Excuse me, man, but is your husband married? Well, you up and down. You know, you're doing the elevator thing, you know. That spandex, thank God for spandex. Thank you, Jesus. I want to do the happy dance with spandex, Lord. Whoever invented spandex, I want to give them some money. I want to donate.
Ain't that nasty?
That's nasty.
That's nasty.
But black women make it look exotic.
Exactly.
They make you want to make their body a mission.
Mm.
Moonflower told me something the other day. When I'm with my man, whatever I put on, and we go out, I want to make sure every man wants to be my man when they see me. Huh?
All right.
Huh? When they see me, they wish they was your ass doctor. And you know, I'm doing the bird thing. You know how the bird, hey, what's up, guys? Hey. You know, the doctor coming in like James Brown, sliding on one leg, cool than a fan. Yeah, I'm wrecking that frame. Peanut butter and jelly all upside, boy. You need to ask somebody. Don't get caught up in the juices. Might hit him upside the head with the thing. You know, hit him in the molar. Pow! You're in the way. That's what I'm talking about. As usual, guys. It's beautiful. It's been alive and living color. Moonflower, can you give us a close out? Can you close us out? I know. That's all we want to do with that game. Go ahead. Something serious on love.
Something serious on love.
Yeah.
Something serious.
On love.
On love.
Just say it one more. Just say it one more time. Something serious on love. That's it.
Something serious on love.
Do something serious in your relationship in reference to love today. Today. Don't wait. Do it today, guys. Again, you've been on the Dr. Rock and Moonflower Show, Computer Love. Oh, remix. We love you. We'll see you next Saturday.
Bye.
Toodles.
I don't want to go there. We should never go there. Why you wanna go there? I guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can't stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, babe, please don't judge me, and I won't judge you, 'cause it can get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you, and if you love me, then let it be beautiful, let it be beautiful. beautiful. Let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful. Everything I say right now, it's gonna be used in another fight. And I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? You're gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Maybe the fact is, you're hearing rumors about me. There's some pictures online saying they got you stolen, making you wish you were blind. Before we start talking crazy, saying some things we'll regret, can we just slow it down and stress? You said, so please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Don't think you get ugly, or get beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you love me, then let it be beautiful.
Chris, you need to stop! Chris, wait! People are saying
it's
a suicide mission. Why are you doing this?
I'm doing a service for my country and my family. That means saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes, yes.
Chris, wait! Chris! Chris! Chris!
Just let the past just be the past. Focus on things that are gonna make us laugh. Take me as I am, not who I was. I promise I'll be the one that you can trust. So please,
love exists when two become one. Dr. Rock, Computer Love.